middle-aged NFL football players who began playing tackle football before the age of 12 face a higher risk of altered brain development than those who waited to play until they were older. That's the finding of a new study by researchers at Boston University's School of Medicine and Brigham and Women's Hospital. The researchers say it's the first study to show a link between repetitive head impacts as a child and structural brain changes later in life. Joining us now to talk about this is Dr. Bob Stern, one of the lead researchers at the BU School of Medicine. Good morning and thanks.
Great to be here, Bob. Thank you.
Doctor, you focused on men who started playing football pretty early in life, younger than 12. Why that group?
Well, we focused on former NFL players who started at any time, and we divided them into two different groups by their current age. And the two groups were those who started before age 12 playing tackle football and those who started at age 12 and older. And we chose that time period, that difference between 12 and above, because the brain seems to be undergoing this tremendous amount of growth and change and maturation during the ages of 10 to 12 years old. And so, based on previous research, we were looking at whether that period creates a critical window of vulnerability for neurodevelopmental processing.
And what did you find?
And what we found was that the former players who started playing tackle football before age 12 had greater alterations to brain structures compared to those who started playing at 12 and older.
Does that mean that these men developed cognitive problems later in life?
Well, this is a follow-up study to a previous report of ours looking at a similar group of former NFL players. And indeed, we found that those who started playing before age 12 had greater problems with memory and reasoning as adults compared to those who started playing at age 12 and older. So that suggested the cognitive long-term consequences, and this recent study, this new study, suggests that there's actually brain changes associated with that.
You know, I can hear parents in my head asking me a bunch of questions now. Is this a problem caused by how youth football is played or by helmets that did not back then protect well enough?
You know, that's obviously an important question. Was the game played differently than now? And I can answer that by saying that recent research has looked at how many hits a youth player gets in today's helmet time. And what they do is they put in these accelerometer gizmos into the helmets, and they count the number of hits over a certain amount of G-force per game, per season, et cetera. And they find that youth athletes during that time of play, around age 10 to 12, can undergo several hundred hits to the head that are above a minimal threshold of G-force. And that's with today's helmets. So, you know, the helmets themselves don't really protect the brain from moving around inside that helmet.
All right, I'm asking for your opinion with this question. Do you think this study means that children should not be playing tackle football?
Well, there's a scientific response and a parental response here. This study has lots of limitations. It can't be generalized to everyone who, you know, didn't play professional football. But regardless of the results of this study, I guess I have to ask the question that doesn't it just make sense that children during a time when their brains are rapidly developing parents need to make decisions based on a really important balance of the very, very important benefits of playing sports at a young age and balance that with the potential for long-term difficulties.
Dr. Bob Stern of the BU School of Medicine, thanks a lot for speaking to Morning Edition, and good luck down the road with this.
Thanks very much, Bob.